Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
After nearly 2 years of rapidly rising interest rates, they look set to start falling in the second half of this year. But what will it mean for investment trends across Europe and the world? Also, are we getting any closer to American-style venture capitalism, where wealthy groups take gambles on startups? Joining us to discuss the investment environment is Eimear Walsh, and Mercer's Head of Investments in Europe. Good morning, Eimear.
Morning, Joe. Nice to be here.
Let's talk about the trends. I mentioned already interest rates.
Yeah.
With rates set to dip, I don't think they're going to crash, and you probably don't either, but they are going to be lower by the end of this year. What will that mean to those big pools of cash that swirl around looking for value or, you know, yield?
Yeah, so maybe just to put a bit of context on it to talk about the trends. If you look back 18 months ago, we had inflation at almost 10%. Rates hadn't started hiking. Equities and bonds both having a terrible year in 2022. Roll on a year and a half, 5% worth of rate increases, and the world is looking like a much more stable environment from an economic perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Equities are at all-time highs. Fixed income has been performing well. So overall, our outlook on the stock markets is conservatively optimistic. So we're quite optimistic.
Which we didn't think we would be facing.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, even 6-12 months ago, we thought we were facing into a global recession. So there was a lot of concerns. So it's overall a much more stable market environment. But actually, what we've seen happening is there's an interesting dynamic between equities and bonds in the market at the moment. So over the last couple of years, they are moving similarly. So the correlation between equities and bonds has been quite high.
And they often move in the opposite directions, don't
they? Yeah, exactly. When you look at your overall investment portfolio, you typically like to have things that are moving in opposite directions. Mm-hmm. So when equities are doing well, fixed income won't be doing as well, and vice versa. So you have some protection regardless of which way markets are going. But when they're both moving in the same way, it causes a few challenges, because you expect returns to be more balanced, but actually, if they're both moving in the same way, you land in a difficult situation.
Does that mean, of course, that if the markets turned, if the equities turned, bonds might also turn downwards?
Exactly, particularly when there is an inflation shock in the system, which is what's happened over the last couple of years. So when equities have fallen, bonds have also fallen, which creates a challenge for returns.
So getting back to these big pools of cash, and we're talking billions, sometimes trillions of dollars or euros or whatever it is, what do you think they'll start looking at?
Well, so because of this diversification effect I mentioned between equities and bonds, we're talking to our clients a lot about private markets and the role they play in the portfolio. And that's really to have...
Explain to us what private markets are.
Private markets. So you can talk about private equity or private debt. And this is really investing in companies, either on equity or debt, which is unlisted in a stock market.
So it doesn't float. So,
exactly. So it's in the private element. And if you take, for example, something like private debt, this is where you... private funds will lend to companies that struggle to raise debt from banks.
Because banks are super conservative.
Exactly. Well, their business model is changing, and that's on account of regulation and the capital they need to hold for lending. And what happens with private debt is you have private funds stepping in, and they can get really attractive returns, 8 to 10% on senior secured debt. So good returns.
8 to 10%.
Yeah. Strong returns, but you do need to be very diversified in this asset class.
Do you also need to have a huge risk appetite? In other words, be prepared to lose some of your money?
I think diversification in this asset class is so critical. So you really can't put all your eggs in one basket. So you need diversification across the sectors you're investing in, the types of managers, even the year you invest. So when the capital goes into the ground, you want something that's really diversified, and then you're much more protected. So the governance around anything in relation to private markets is critical.
Okay, this is obviously metaphorical ground that you're putting your capital into.
Exactly.
Which sectors do you think people should look at?
So sustainability and infrastructure is very interesting at the moment. So in sustainability, you have governments, corporates, even consumers all demanding change in relation to greenhouse gases, etc. But on the other side, you heard Patricia talk about the innovation and fintech and clean energy. You know, there's a huge amount of value that can be created at the moment. So it's almost a win-win situation that our clients are really interested in at the moment. We did a survey last year of 60 large asset owners globally, so representing $2 trillion of AUM. And 50%
AUN, assets under management.
Assets under management, yeah. exactly. So over 50% of those expect to allocate to the sustainability space. And that's because they do want to improve the climate outlook, etc. But also they can generate huge returns in relation to this innovation and clean energy that I mentioned. Mm-hmm.
So everyone would be a winner. And very, very briefly, if you wanted to hedge against geopolitical risk, what should some of these big pools of money do?
Hedging against geopolitical risk, you know, that is quite short-term volatility that's being created. And again, it's the diversification in your portfolio. So having, you know, pools invested in equities, in bonds, in private markets, even in alternatives like hedge funds, for example. It's just really important to have a diverse set of return drivers and risks in your portfolio. So as I said, again, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
And yeah, absolutely. Eimear, thank you so much for coming in. That's right. Eimear Walsh, Mercer's Head of Investments Europe.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.